Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Ed Joyce. Good morning, everyone. The weather has cleared up a little bit in the Middle West. We had a lot of thunderstorms and lightning and flashes of the old noise makers last night, but today dawns rather pleasantly, and I imagine that most of the weather that we had yesterday has moved east now, and we'll find out about that a little bit later because we're going to have an opportunity of visiting on our second attempt. This is Jan Blyer, who, of course, as you know, is one of the starring members of the Cordettes, the fabulous group of gals who have made a couple of hit records, and I think probably have just made another one that we're going to expose this morning. All brought to you with the good wishes of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the finest product under the sun. We're going to travel to Long Island, New York, to talk to Jan in just a very few minutes, but first off, let's salute boys who have a tremendously large hit for Columbia in this fine song, The Four Lads, called Moments to Remember.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down. We will have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ball.
The Four Lads, Moments to Remember. I think the whole charm of that record lies in the fact that it is so nostalgic, it brings back to all of our minds, yours and mine alike, the days of our youth, at least the halcyon years, that we were more capable of doing most of the things that we enjoy doing than perhaps most of us are now. I imagine that maybe it strikes you the same way, but I don't think you'd change your lot in life now for then, would you? I don't think anybody would, but it's fun to look back at the times that you used to traipse around the country, your first date, and the wonderful partying of college days and the college years, the nostalgia of Moments to Remember. I hope that you've had an opportunity of trying Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum since we first went on the air. Now, let me see. Looking back, I think it was July 18th that we first went on the CBS network for Wrigley Spearmint. And, of course, every day since then, we've been talking about it. We don't talk too much about the product because, first of all, we know that it's well-identified, it's well-established, not only in all the 48 states of this great nation of ours, but all in every country of the world. That's because it's a doggone good product. And until, of course, you have an opportunity of sampling, of trying it, you really don't know what an enjoyable treat chewing Wrigley Spearmint can be. Now, I don't care how old you are or who you are, what your lot in life might be. I can promise you that the nicest pleasure in all the world is to get mouth refreshed with Wrigley Spearmint whenever you think about it. And, of course, you can't very well do that unless you carry a pack around with you. So the next opportunity that you have of stopping in at candy store, supermarket, little delicatessen, drugstore, wherever it is that you do your shopping, I hope that you'll just drop 5 cents in the bar there or the little machine and pick up a package, because I know that you'll like it. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, there's nothing finer. Well, I'm curious about the weather in the east, and I know the person who can tell us is the person who is sitting right there amongst the elements, Mrs. Jan Blyer in Long Island, New York. How's the weather, Jan?
Oh, it's pretty bad today, Howard.
You got it? What we had yesterday?
Well, it's raining and very gray. We don't have any thunderstorms like you.
Oh, well, we really had them last night. I was out quite late. I was auditioning some new talent here at CBS for a new show I'm starting, and so I didn't get home until about 1:30 in the morning. And just as I got into the garage, I heard the loudest clap of thunder. I thought my car backfired at first. It was so loud and so close.
Oh, really?
But usually you get the weather about a day after us, don't you, Jan?
Yes, it seems so.
Yeah. How's everything since the European hiatus that you and Archie had?
Oh, just fine. Everything's wonderful here.
You're trying to rest up from the rigors of all that travel?
Well, it was a most enjoyable trip, and we did quite a bit of relaxing while we were gone.
Yes.
However, right now we're more or less concentrating on this new record of ours.
And it's a fine one, too. We're going to talk about it and play it in just a second. Jan, was that the first time that you've had an opportunity of traveling across the big pond?
Yes, that was my first trip.
And what was your impression, your general impression about Europe? What did you come away with? What thoughts?
Well, I guess probably Archie and I both were most impressed with how much we liked people there.
Yes.
We met quite a few of them, and we were in their homes, and we found that they were so very, very nice, and they were most hospitable to us, and we did enjoy all of them so very much.
You find that the European people care more for their homes? That is there a greater home life, greater entertainment within the home than we have in this country?
Well, possibly. At least they seem to take more time to enjoy it, I think, than we do.
They practice all of the social graces just a little bit more.
That's right. That's right.
Jan, I know that we're anxious to let the states listen to this new record of yours, The Wedding. But first, let's talk about the career of the Cordettes. Where was it first formed? I seem to remember four young ladies coming out of, where is it, Sheboygan, Wisconsin?
That's right.
Down to Chicago. And then, of course, the group went on to New York and won their spurs there with Mr. Godfrey. And since then, they've become one of the outstanding show acts in the business. Who are the original four? They're not still the present four, are they?
No, there are two of us. Carol and I are still two of the originals. We've had two changes since then.
Yes. Well, now, actually, when you came down from Sheboygan, I remember sitting in an audition that you girls did for one of the advertising agencies here. You were basically barbershop singers then, weren't you?
Yes, completely.
Had you not thought in those days of trying pop stuff, or did you just feel
well,
that the
most... Well, no. We hadn't thought of it. We thought, well, the barbershop thing was something a little bit different than what anybody was doing at the time, and we didn't really ever intend to become professional. I mean, we're doing some things around for some advertising agencies, but we never had any intention at that time of becoming, making a career of it.
Yes. Well, who was responsible for that transition then from, amateur barbershop quartetting to the great professional act that you are now, Jan?
Well, you mean the difference in the music we're doing?
Yes.
Well, that was Archie, completely. We had been doing still, almost exclusively, barbershop-type harmony until we went with Cadence, and he had always said he thought that we could make it in a pop field, so he tried on record.
With Mr. Sandman, of course.
Yes.
But prior to the time that you recorded for Archie and Cadence, while you were still associated with the Godfrey Show, you were doing some pop things, weren't you?
Well, not very much. Just it was an unusual thing rather than the regular
thing. The exception
thing.
Rather than the rule.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jan, both you and your husband have identified yourself so completely well with this record industry that you were Mr. and Mrs. Records in this country. There's no doubt about that. It must be quite exciting, you and Archie sitting around and musing over both of your jobs during the time that you have away from the jobs.
Well, it does make it kind of nice that we each have more or less separate interests. We have a lot of things to discuss, as you say, and he talks over a lot of the record thing.
Well, I know he has great respect for your thinking in this record matter, and of course he's established himself as a tremendous top talent in the making of records. One of the best I think he's ever turned out is this new one that you girls have done. So let's listen to it, The Cordettes, and a wonderful song called The Wedding.
Do you swear to love me forever and ever?
I do. I swear. will walk down the aisle. The preacher will smile. We'll make our life worthwhile. I'll say that I do. We'll say that you do. And the priest will pronounce us man and wife.
That's a fine new cadence recording performed by the Cordettes and entitled The Wedding. My guess would be, and I think I'd be willing to bet a couple of packages of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, that Mr. Archie Blyer is listening to this broadcast, Jan. What's your thought on the matter?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Howard. I
think he's down in his office with his little transistor radio and probably holding it up close to his ear and saying, "That's my girl."
Well, I don't know if he's saying that, but he's probably listening.
I'm sure. Maybe he's counting the royalty checks from it. Well, anyway, Jan, I do want to thank you. I hope the weather clears up there and it's a little bit nicer. I also want to acknowledge that sitting here listening to our entire interview was one of America's outstanding columnists, Mr. Herb Lyons, who writes a great column in the Chicago Tribune here, a great pal of ours.
Wow.
And he wants me to say hello.
Well, say hello to him for me once.
I certainly will. Jan, give my best regards to Archie.
Well,
I think you kids have another swell hit, and it couldn't happen to finer people.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Thank you very much. That was Jan Blyer, Mrs. Archie Blyer, I think is perhaps the formal and the proper way to say it, who, of course, is a singing member of the great quartet known as the Cordettes, who perform on the Cadence label. You've just heard their new record. I think it's going to be a good one. I am positive of one fact. The one good one that we speak about every day is the package of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. Will you try it, please? I know that you like it. It's wholesome, delicious, and refreshing. You get some today, Mother, and serve it to the family tonight when you're sitting around listening to your favorite television or radio on CBS. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, thank you very much. From a little bit wet and soggy Chicago, Illinois, this is Howard Miller saying goodbye for now and see you tomorrow.
Just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Betty Madigan from Houston, Texas. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Amazing coffee discovery.